This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump went on national TV a short time ago and said it appears Iran is standing down in its confrontation with the United States. And he voiced relief there were no casualties in Iran's ballistic missile attacks on two Iraqi bases that house American troops. But Mr. Trump also said he is imposing new sanctions on Tehran.
As we continue to evaluate options in response to Iranian aggression, the United States will immediately impose additional punishing economic sanctions on the Iranian regime. These powerful sanctions will remain until Iran changes its behavior.
The president said the United States welcomes all who genuinely want peace and hinted that at some point that could include Iran, but he laid down conditions.
Iran must abandon its nuclear ambitions and end its support for terrorism. The time has come for the United Kingdom, Germany, France, Russia, and China to recognize this reality. They must now break away from the remnants of the Iran deal, or JCPOA. And we must all work together toward making a deal with Iran that makes the world a safer and more peaceful place.
Earlier today, Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, called the missile attacks a slap in the face to the United States and said that military action against the U.S. is not enough. President Hassan Rouhani said the real revenge for killing Qasem Soleimani would be to force the U.S. out of the region. What is anticipated now is Iran's official reaction to President Trump's address. An Iraqi militia commander killed alongside Qasem Soleimani in last weekend's U.S. airstrike was buried in the Iraqi city of Najaf today. Yesterday, thousands gathered in his hometown of Basra to bid farewell to Abu Mahdi al-Mahandis, the deputy commander of the Iran-backed Popular Mobile.